The Judaic Pavlovian Reflex. What Americans today, by and large, do not even begin to properly understand is the sheer scale and bestiality of the Judeo-Bolshevik Marxist orchestrated bloodbath that took place in unfortunate Russia after the 1917 Jewish coup d'etat, their power grab. You can't really blame Americans because it's simply not taught in American schools and universities. Why not? Good question. Well, publishers McGraw-Hill have published American school textbooks for a very long time. Why is this important? Does the name Robert Maxwell ring a bell? Jewish owner, business magnate, fraudster, huckster, Mossad agent, spy, plunderer of his own staff's pension scheme. Remember that scandal? Father of lovely Ghislaine Maxwell, her of the massive white sex slave, child procurement ring, adrenochrome ladida, qualité supérieure, Jeffrey Epstein's sleazy sidekick, now in jail, the only one in jail. The scandal that keeps on embittering us has not one single client ever got raided by the Federal Bureau of Israel. Yes, that McGraw-Hill. With every political connection and pressing motivation to steer gullible, all too trusting Americans away from the tsunami of Judeo-Bolshevik Marxist blood spilling. 70 to 100 million murders. They had to steer that away in a much preferred direction, politically correct. Namely, the totally fictitious suck it out of your thumb 6 million Jews. Your thumb, that's when you're not too busy sucking babies, you know. It's called, very simply, typical Jewish projection. Framing everybody else for what you yourself do. If you study real history, you'll see a lot of that. But, don't take my word for it, I might just be a dreaded anti-Semite crawled out from under a rock. Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, my favourite gargoyle, gleefully peering out over the ruins of bombed-out Dresden, he would doubtless go into a total meltdown over my, quote, hate, unquote. Well, he knows the subject matter. Nobody could hold a candle to his fifth column tribe when it comes to generations-long premeditated demonic malice, enshrined in some of the weirdest holy books any of us have ever seen and tried to read. Instead, let's go to the universally respected Alexander Solzhenitsyn, Nobel Prize winner. Let's see what he has to say. Quote, you must understand, the leading Bolsheviks who took over Russia were not Russians. They hated Russians. They hated Christians. Driven by ethnic hatred, they tortured and slaughtered millions of Russians without a shred of human remorse. It cannot be overstated. Bolshevism committed the greatest human slaughter of all time. The fact that most of the world is ignorant and uncaring about this enormous crime is proof that the global media is in the hands of the perpetrators. So why, faced with this terrible knowledge, do we not speak out? What is going on with the white man? I call it the Judaic Pavlovian reflex, the result of the average American's lifetime of relentless brainwashing and mind bleaching. It's not that so many millions sat helplessly slobbering in the physical sense, like Pavlov's dogs, obediently, when the dinner bell starts ringing. With the Judaic Pavlovian reflex, the slobbering on cue is purely mental, psychological, ingrained. It is triggered not by a bell, but by keywords, to wit, Jew. The slightest criticism thereof, beep, mine goes to neutral. Hitler. The slightest praise thereof, beep, mine blinks off. Run away, etc., etc. This phenomenon, often, certainly in the Bible Belt, appears to be inextricably linked to an obsession to get to heaven, cost what cost, with the minimum of discernment, intellectual effort, or the tedious consulting of apparently boring, even dangerous, history. I respectfully submit to my fellow pilgrims that there is meat in knowledge and food in intellectual and spiritual reflection. Not to mention salvation for your beleaguered people and nation, about which you and I profess to care so much. If we do nothing, I predict in the not too distant future some historian in a small, fearful settlement of whites, hidden somewhere down in South America, will echo Solzhenitsyn's words with a tragic twist. He will write, "You must understand the leading Judeo-Bolshevik Marxists who took over America in the years after 2020 were not white Christian Americans. They hated white Americans. They hated Christians. Driven by ethnic hatred, they tortured and slaughtered millions of Americans without a shred of human remorse. It cannot be overstated. Judeo-Bolshevism committed a second great human slaughter after their genocides of the Red Terror. The fact that most of the world was, in those days, ignorant and uncaring about the first slaughter and the enormous crimes associated with that is proof that the global media is and was in the hands of the perpetrators, and that all that it takes is for enough good men to do nothing."